We didn't perform, Kerry did perform, and that's the bottom line. We started very early in the game and they got a foothold in the game. I thought we responded quite well in the first half on our attack. We were good, we were clinical, but I think they might have scored in the first six attacks, you know, so we were struggling to deal with them in that period. They went for a lot of twos and they hit a lot of them as well, and that was big. You know, David Clifford coming onto those balls on a loop. We done a lot of work on him, and we did a lot of work in terms of managing him. I thought Brendan did actually quite well on him for periods, but obviously it does take more than one person to try and close down David, and he kicked some brilliant twos, you know. So from our own point of view, Tommy, we made too many mistakes, you know. We did things that we don't normally do, you know. We made decisions that we don't normally do, and we had just too many turnovers. That's the bottom line. We had too many turnovers, and some of them were kind of clutch enough moments. So we were chasing our tails. You know, the couple of moments before half time, a 5-point game, then we lose possession, we give possession away, and then it ends up 7-point game. That was a tough one to take, you know. Had we been able to work that and got a score, we would have probably ended up going in at four down at half time. I think it might have been a very different dressing room at that stage, very different dynamic in terms of going out for the second half. But that was fairly significant. And then we pushed hard. Huey came on, did a good job. Jason came on, did a good job, was able to squeeze the game. But again, with Kerry and the quality they have, you know, they're always going to keep the scoreboard ticking over. So we never got to that point again. We got close to it on one occasion. We were 4 points in it. And then I think we missed three. We had three wides in a row, you know, so even one or two of them to go over, we would have been happy enough going down the stretch. You know, the momentum was there, but it's a double-edged sword, you know. You're in a good spot, and then next thing it falls the wrong side of the post, and that energy that's in the room starts to disappear. And our supporters have been absolutely amazing all year, and I got the sense today that they were there waiting for us to catch fire. And that didn't happen, and those moments where maybe those couple of wides, yeah, had an impact on it. Well, it shouldn't rattle the plan, you know. You've got your plans and you've got your processes, and you've got all the things that you're working on all year. Where we got rattled was in possession ourselves. You know, we give the ball away at times today where it's very uncharacteristic, you know. And against Kerry, you know, you can't do that. You know, they keep the ball very well. Paddy Clifford is almost press resistant. It's very, very difficult to get heat on him. He's physically strong, controls the game, protects the ball very well, you know, and obviously plays very well with his brother, you know. So no, listen, Tommy, sometimes in life you've got to put your hands up and you've got to take it on the chin, and today is one of those days, unfortunately for us. There's a huge amount of good work going on in Donegal, there's massive amounts of work going on behind the scenes in terms of the academy and trying to build teams and trying to put our younger lads in a position where they can experience days like this more often, if you like. And that work has to continue, and the work with the players has to continue in the dressing room there as well, you know. But today is not the day for that, you know. We have to reflect today. We've got to take it on the chin, and we've got to also tip our hat to Kerry. You know, Kerry were brilliant today. They played really, really well for long periods of that game, and even though we did get into situations where we felt we might get a bit of traction, that never really materialised. So, yeah, we have to take it on the chin. I don't know, was it six or seven scorers we had, you know? I think we've been 12 in the last two games, so definitely, yeah. There's things in that, you know. Why did we not get the same traction in terms of the threats all over the pitch, different people popping up at different times, you know? So that's all things that would probably come into the mix, you know. Kerry had a very aggressive press on. We were trying to do the same. They won a lot of breaking ball. You know, we would pride ourselves in that aspect of it. They won a huge amount of breaking ball. Gavin White in particular won a huge amount of breaking ball. So yeah, every possession was crucial. Getting hands on the ball from our own kick out, crucial. You know, both kick outs and turnovers, that's what shapes attacks. And we didn't get enough. We didn't get enough. And start of the second half, we might have won the first three or four kick outs in a row, and again you're building that momentum, but it's about keeping it going and keeping the scoreboard ticking, and unfortunately we weren't able to do that. Michael is Michael, and he will carry that attention, and he's carried that all through his career, but that's why it's so important to have your 10 or 11 or 12 scorers. That's why it's so important to have that spread of scorers, you know, because any day like that, can happen and can pop up, and it didn't happen for us today, you know. So, but listen, they've put a massive shift in. They've given it their absolutely all from the beginning of the year. They're very, very good group to work with, very dedicated, very focused on what they want to do. Today is not a good day for us. Like, today is not a good day for the group, and it's not a good day, you know, in terms of what we wanted to achieve. And very, very disappointed for the people of Donegal that it didn't work out. They were here in their droves today and didn't get the performance either, you know, which is disappointing. But as I said earlier, we have to take that on the chin. I said to the players in the dressing room, it's not a game you should think about for a long time. You know, we didn't deserve to win the game. That's the reality of it. We didn't do enough to win the game. And so you have to let it slide. Sometimes you just have to let performances slide, and this is one of them. They were a big loss, and then obviously Ciarán brings the two-point threat as well. And we missed that today. And when you're chasing a score, you know, you want people, A, that can do it, and B, that will back themselves to do it. And he has certainly done that, you know, for us all season. He's a bit of a warrior, Tomo, you know, so we definitely missed him in there in the middle of the park. We missed that physical nature as well. But yeah, he's a guy that you can trust with the ball, and he will have a go. And maybe in the second half, if we had him on the pitch, there could have been a couple of opportunities to get twos. But as I say, today's not about us. Today's about Kerry. Kerry played the football today. They played the football to win the game, and they won the game. And from our point of view, we just have to take it on the chin. We felt good going into the game. They were relaxed all weekend. We didn't feel it in the dressing room either, you know. Just Kerry came hard. They came hard early, and you know, set the terms of the game. And then you're trying to manage that, and you're trying to claw your way back in. And then we tried to respond to that. But at the end of the day, they were still keeping the scoreboard ticking over. And so very quickly, you're in a fight, you know. Whereas we wanted to be in a position where we were going to control the game. They were going to control the game. We were going to pick them off. They were going to pick us off. You know, we knew that was going to be the case anyway with the inside forwards that they have on the pitch. But very quickly, they set the terms of the game. And so we were sort of pushing a boulder up a hill at certain points for large parts of it, you know. Yeah, well, what I'm saying, you're looking for control. You're just looking to get hands on the ball and to use it intelligently, you know. You can't control the game. That's reality. There is no control in the game anymore, you know. So kick-outs become really important. Both kick-outs becoming really important, and then not giving the ball away, you know. And Kerry did that, you know. They put a lot of ball through their hand today. They probably knew that that's the way we play, and our metrics were showing that. And they probably made a bit of an adjustment today on that front, and they really took care of the ball. And were able to pick us off with scores in the first half in particular. So yeah, listen, I'm not sure if there's a lesson there. That's the game that we're in now, and we have to kind of roll with the punches in that regard. And that's why winning primary possession or breaking ball is hugely important. No, we wanted to go with two centre-half backs. Keelan's played centre-half back for us all year. We knew the threat for Kerry was the inside right channel. We were trying to get Bann to go tight and then Keelan to drop into that inside right channel. So if they were going to kick the ball, which we expect them to do, that he would be in that pocket where he could maybe drop in quickly. He's very, very quick. He's very, very athletic, and he would be able to hopefully travel as the ball's travelling, maybe intercept and get at least a double up or get close to David whenever the ball be played in. But that never really materialised. As you say, he wasn't in the game early in the game, and other people kept, you know, popping up, you know. So no, listen, tactically that was what we were seeing, that's what we wanted to achieve in the game, and that was the decision. And Huey has done absolutely brilliant for us, you know, but he's never finished a game, so it was a matter of when he would start or when he would come into the game. And when he did, he did what Huey does, you know. He was very honest and aggressive and intensive and turned the game for us, himself and Jason, for a period of time. I suppose no more than the Cork hurlers. There'll be a fairly heavy post-mortem after this one, you know, and starting with yourself now, Colin, with that question, you know. But listen, we'll go away, we'll think about the game, we'll reflect on the game. You try to get as many things right as you can, and sometimes you just have to take your hat off and say, the better team won, and we made too many mistakes to win the game, and just make peace with that. And I think over the coming weeks, those types of conversations will probably start.